You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I hope you guys are all enjoying the start of your summer. I know it's not technically summer yet, but it is so hot here in Jersey, it really does feel like it. So I'm considering it the start to summer, mostly because we've had such a shitty winter, and I'm just loving the heat right now. And speaking of new seasons, we are in season 4 of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And I know we started that up with Reality Chat. And now, of course, we need to move into Friday Features. And I'm excited because today we have a really cool artist who recently became independent, Maddie Noyes. And she's chatting with us about her upcoming project, Rainbow Syndrome, her recently released single, Lighter Thief, and so much more. I just can't wait to dive in. So let's get right into it. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Maddie Noyes. Maddie, how are you?
Hey there. I'm doing so good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome to hear. Awesome to have you here as well. I know you just released a brand new single, the actual first release of this year for you, Lighter Thief. Tell me about that track. Let's just jump right into it. Such a good song. The fans are loving it. How did it come about? What do you think about the response so far and the feedback from the fans? Tell me everything.
Yeah, it feels unreal. You know, I've been trying to put music out for so long. So to come back again, and to do this, I didn't have any expectations. I was just so excited to get to put something out that I was super proud of again. And seeing people's responses is more than I could have wished for. Everyone's been so kind, and yeah, it feels great. But the way the song was written is maybe about 2 years ago, my boyfriend found these artists over Spotify that lived in Sweden called Casper the Ghost. And they're two cousins, they're cousins, and they grew up together making music in northern Sweden. And we kind of just like did a Zoom session with them and took a wild chance, and they were down to work on his music actually. And we flew out there to their small town and we worked on his album, and we just kind of had an unreal bond with them as people. We got very close and it was super easy for us to connect. And so, you know, as time went on, it was time for them to come to LA, and they came and stayed here at my place. And I have a studio here, and yeah, I think it was their second trip to LA. We were all sitting in my living room, and Hillbaum, one of the guys' names, he started playing the chords, and the melodies just kind of came in thin air. We kind of all looked around and felt like it was something special. And within the next day or two, we went down to the studio and, you know, put words to the melody. It's kind of an idea that I had in my heart for a while. Like about a month ago, I found an old notebook from when I was a kid 10 years ago. And it said, like, song idea, Lighter Thief, like about someone who takes your lighter or something. It was just crazy. Like, it's been 10 years since I wrote that down. And literally 10 years later, now a song is coming out called that. So it just kind of finally found its right place in that song. And I really loved it. And I wanted the world to hear it. And so, yeah, it's out. And that's the story.
That's such a unique story. And honestly, I'm really impressed that you still had that notebook, because I don't know like where the notebook I had a week ago was, or is, I should say. So that's insane that you had it. And then you went back and found it. And you were like, I think now's the time to use this. Lighter Thief is a part of this upcoming project, which sounds super crazy just from what you've told me about it. Rainbow Syndrome.
Yeah.
I know it's all about emotions, and each song kind of goes with an emotion, but your fans, I'm sure, would love to know more. So what can you tell me about that upcoming project? Are you considering it an EP? Is it a full-length album?
Rainbow Syndrome. It's, you know, rainbow. It's always been my favorite color. And my whole life, I've had a thing about me that maybe at times it felt like a disadvantage, you know. For instance, when I was signed to major labels through my life, like, they always wanted me to be one thing, fit into one box, and limit myself kind of to like one genre. But I never felt that was who I truly was. I felt I was a multifaceted person who felt many different things, and I just wanted to stay true to whoever person showed up that day. And so I never did put myself in a box, and it always got me into trouble, and people always fought me on it, but it's just who I am. And I think that's where the future of music is headed. I think people are tired of the same old stuff. And all these songs are just honest expressions, and it kind of goes through multiple genres, and it kind of hits all the notes. And we associate each song with the color of the rainbow. So there's red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, 6 songs. So I guess you could say it's an EP. But yeah, each color kind of represents what the emotion of that song brings out. And yeah, Lighter Thief was the first one, and it was blue.
Okay, so now we know that blue is already checked off. So we have that one. We have the rest of the colors, which we're not going to divulge the track names or anything, but you can tell us which color song was the most difficult to record or master. Like, I'm a perfectionist, but we're done with this one now.
Yeah, I would say yellow is still kind of in that phase. It's like, it's a great song. I love it. But the two of the guys I worked on with it, they're fighting over which mic I sound better on. I've recorded it on multiple microphones, and I'm just about to the point where I'm just going to say, you know what, I'm choosing this one. I like this one the best.
No, I totally understand that. And did you pick out the next single yet?
Yeah, so everything was set in stone. We were moving and grooving. And then literally on a meeting call yesterday, someone brought up, like, guys, let's just listen to this other song. Like, it could be crazy to switch it out for the next one. And, you know, it wasn't a bad idea. So the color is red, but we might be changing that song. That might be the only one that we switch up. But that's kind of the cool thing about having creative control and independence again, is that if it's not, you know, too much trouble against you, you can switch up and you can follow that intuition and go with it. And I'm kind of more excited now because I actually am feeling this song at the moment even more. And I feel like it's a song that people can have fun to, dance to, drink to, chill to. And, you know, people try to tell you that seasons don't matter with songs, but I love the summer, and it's going to be in the thick of the summer. So I want to give people a summer song.
I'm totally with you there. I personally have different playlists for every single month because I'm a lunatic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is great for April. But then, like, moving into May, I'm not feeling it. And people are like, are you serious?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, people, they don't get it. So What's the best part now about having that creative control? Obviously, you get to make these last minute changes. You get to do pretty much whatever you want. But how have things changed?
The best part about doing this again is honestly getting to be proud of myself again and proud of what I'm putting out there. Like, in the past, it's felt like, yes, I'm proud, but it always comes with a catch or a compromise. So that's really a big thing for me. That's probably the best part. Freedom is, wow, it's no joke, man. Oh my gosh. It's still hard, you know. I mean, growing up, I was put in a box a lot too, coming from a small town and just being really different. So it's nothing that I'm not, like, used to. But even when you finally do get out of that scenario, it takes years again to, like, embrace that original, you know, sense of yourself that you did have before it was so crushed down by so many people. So, you know, as much as, like, I'm so happy to be here today and to finally feel this freedom, it still comes with a lot of, like, other feelings that come up that are really, really hard. So it's definitely not 100% there yet, but I'm hoping every day to keep working to get back to that. And it starts with just putting these songs out and putting myself out there again and not hiding away anymore.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like this is the beginning of a new journey for so many artists who are doing the same thing. Like, I know Olivia O'Brien, She's another great artist, broke away from her label, and she's like, I'm so happy and I can do whatever I want. Like, what song do you guys want me to release next? Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody is going to move in that direction because these labels don't get it. They're like, make a TikTok, do this. And that's not what fans want. At the end of the day, they just want to like hear the music from the artist they love. They don't want all this extra shit. So, I mean, I don't blame you. And I feel like so many people are doing it and it's just the beginning. Like, I feel like artists are being reborn, as weird as that sounds. You know, they've been tortured for so long and it's like, now we could do our own thing. Screw you. So I'm here for it. So I guess going off of that, now that you can do whatever you want, are you hoping to do some shows this year or pop-up performances? Are you dying to go back out there and see listeners and fans in person? Or are you like taking your time to transition back to getting there?
You know, I love seeing everyone in person. I've always said like I'm much better in person than I am online. It's been a challenge for me to adjust, like you said, to that whole TikTok stuff. So I would love to get back out there. I think I just want to get a few more of these songs out so people can have some new stuff to sing and be familiar with that. And also, I feel like I want my live show when I perform again to be, you know, a special experience. So it's something I want to put a little more thought into. And, you know, someone great that like I thought was amazing fit for me wanted me to go on tour, I would do it, like, for sure.
So now you have to answer that question. You just brought yourself to that yourself. Who would you want to open up for? There's got to be someone in your mind or multiple people.
I would drop dead if Kali Uchi hit me up to go on tour with her. Also a big fan of like Dominique Fike, Remy Wolf, Amar Apollo. That would be great. Anyone like that. Still Woozy, let's go.
Those are all great answers. All those people are killing it right now. So
they're great.
So I guess you have so much planned for this year, more music. You possibly want to get back on the road again once everything is kind of settled and squared away. What else can fans look forward to coming? Besides all of that, there's a Lighter Thief video. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? What else can you share? Because people are always dying to know what's next. I'm guilty of the same thing. I'm like, this is great. You could give me an album today, but also when's the tour? So I find that a lot of fans are the same way. It's terrible. But what else can you share? The video, what else is next?
Yeah, the video, you know, I wanted the video to feel kind of like something you feel a little like you almost shouldn't be watching it. You know, I really sat down and thought for a long time, what really goes on behind closed doors in a relationship? Because there are sides to you that only the person you're in a relationship will see, you know, something you might not show your friends or family. So I wanted to kind of pinpoint what some of those were for me in my relationship. And I wanted it to be from the point of view from the other person of what it was like to be in love in the relationship. Their presence is very known, but you don't see their face in the video. So yeah, I kind of liked that aspect of it. But those shots are mixed with really cinematic Alexa shots of like just the underlying deeper meaning of the song, which is about, you know, kind of realizing that it's the imperfection in love that makes it beautiful and kind of accepting that, loving someone as long as you don't border into the line of toxicity, but just keeping it interesting enough because it makes you feel alive versus, you know, feeling nothing at all. So
yeah, I totally understand that and excited to see this music video from, you know, what you've shared and teased on social media. It looks like it's going to be really awesome. And I know it's been quite some time since you released a EP. You've done a lot of singles recently. The first song I ever heard from you was California Palms. I actually added it to my playlist like immediately. It must have been on Discover Weekly or something. And this was probably last year, maybe, or the year before, I don't know. And I always like forget, it's crazy, who sings songs. I like know the song, I know all the lyrics, everything. But then I'll go back and like rediscover an artist and be like, why does this person sound so familiar? And the crazy part is you have songs on here, you know, on Spotify that have over 125 million streams. Yeah. And some people don't know those songs, but they know other songs of yours, like California Palms, like a few weeks ago. That's the one I knew. I did not know In My Mind, which is crazy. But I guess for new fans, they're going to be listening to this new EP. They're going to get a whole new side of you. That's the artist they're going to meet. But for fans that have been following you for a really long time and they've heard, you know, the older singles and songs, and now they're going to listen to Rainbow Syndrome once it comes out, what do you think the biggest change is going to be, you know, comparing the older music you've released to this brand new project that they haven't even heard yet?
Well, you know, they were around with me from the beginning of the time, so it was a different time. We all like different stuff, and I'd say that a lot of those fans have really grown with me, and we've all kind of grown together. And so far through the progress at the beginning till now, like, everybody's stuck with me. I would say that what's different about this stuff, I've been like forced into some songs to be like more, I don't know if this is the right word because this word changes every 10 years, but pop in a way. This stuff is more stuff that's not made to like intentionally be pop, but maybe could be popular through its like individuality to itself. So I'd say there's more growth in this music. I'd say it's more me. It's more of its own thing. But I don't know. Everybody's just been really nice and awesome. Like, my fans are just super kind people, and I really appreciate that about them because that's super important to me.
Yeah, 100%. I know they're super excited to hear this, and I'm just going to keep pressing for more information for them. So the last question, I guess, we'll leave them with: 3 words to describe Rainbow Syndrome.
That's a good question. 3 words to describe Rainbow Syndrome. I would say limitless love and possibility, adventure. I know that's 4.
Perfect. We'll take 30.
Okay.
So they have a lot of hints right now, and I feel like, guys, it's the best we're going to get. So take it for what it is. Wait for this Lighter Thief video, which may or may not be out by the time this comes out. So maybe you're watching it right now as well. Who knows? And thank you so much, Maddie, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I am so excited to hear this EP as well and see the video and everything in between. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really chaotic and fun year for you. So I'm excited too.
Thank you so much. It's been so amazing being here and talking with you, and I really appreciate it. And yeah, mad love.
Thank you so much for tuning in to a new episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. If you're new here, welcome. And if you are returning, thank you so much for continuing to listen. I want to say a huge thank you and shout out, as always, to Maddie for joining us today. I'm so excited to hear the new project that she has coming, Rainbow Syndrome. And if you guys haven't streamed Lighter Thief, please go do that and watch the music video. It's amazing, and you will not regret it. That's about all I have to say. Go outside, go enjoy this weather before it turns on us, and enjoy the start to the summer. I hope you guys are listening to some great music. I hope you're adding Lighter Thief to your new playlist. And as always, one final message before we go: stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.